PG, Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill. Turn me up, son. And home of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Wake up. We're Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Yes, that's right. We are No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, and we are here with you live for the Judgment-Free Zone Planet Fitness here on Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B around this time. No Limit Larry does No Leezy Man, but you know how I do it. I do Miss Jessica Glad, and I got a good one for you today. If you have not heard, Miss Halle Bailey, she is from Chloe and Halle. She has been cast as Ariel in Disney's live-action Little Mermaid. So let's have some hand claps for her. I am very, very excited about that. But I'm going to let you know why I'm also glad, right? This young lady has been receiving so much hate because she will be a black Little Mermaid, right? Craziest thing, right? I'm going to let you know why I'm glad. Because it is revealing the racist of the world. We see you all out there. I was searching through the internet the other day, and there is a group on Facebook, and it is called Christians Against the Little Mermaid. Boycott Halle Bailey for being in this movie. It has 6,300 members. We see you. We see you in that group. Some of the things are so disgusting what they are saying about her. Says it's so dark under the sea, no one would even be able to spot a black mermaid anyway. Real talk. Can she even get her hair wet? Does it make sense to have a race of people who can't swim represent a mermaid? I don't think she's going to be able to brush her hair with a fork this time. It's disgusting what they say, but I say it's a good thing because we see you out there. We recognize it, and we see your racist ways showing through over the representation of this beautiful, talented girl being out here and representing the Little Mermaid. Kudos to her. And, you know, keep on exposing yourself out here in the world as racist. Did you see it, Burpee?
I did.
Did you see all the hate she was receiving?
I did.
It's disgusting.
People are stupid. They're dumb.
It's so disgusting.
It's so dumb. Don't nobody. Y'all getting mad about a fictional character.
Exactly.
Ariel is not real. And so I saw this post. It was a white lady who actually posted. We sat through 70 some odd years of only white characters before we got to Princess Tiana. So let me see. White people complaining they cast a black girl as Ariel. Disney created 49 films from 1937 to 2009 before delivering their first black princess with Tiana. Black girls watched an entire catalog, never seeing themselves for 70 years. You spoiled racist brats.
Hey, listen.
And that was from a white woman.
Listen, like I said, I'm glad that this is happening. I'm glad that she is being given this opportunity. I am glad that my little girl at home will get to see this. I'm glad that she is representing herself. She has not said anything about this nonsense. And I'm also glad that they are exposing themselves. Like I said, we see you. That is why I am glad this morning. Coming up, we got our Madhouse Great Debate. You don't want to miss it. Before that, let's get into this Meek Mill featuring Drake. It's called Going Bad here on Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. Good morning.
Yeah.
Weezy, I
saw you last night, but did it broad day.
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. That's music from Meek Mill featuring Drake. It's called Going Bad. 6:11 here in the Queen City. You're listening to The Morning Madhouse. I go by the name of Miss Jessica, the girl next door. His name is Comedian Burpee, and it's time for us to get into our Madhouse Great Debate. What we got today, Burp?
Yes, it is, and it's being brought to you by the Great Classic After Party. You can join us, Power 98, July 20th, for the official after party at the Studio Movie Grill, 210 East Trade Street. Go to power98fm.com for more details. All right. Using the hashtag MHGreatDebate today, we want to know, does age really matter in a relationship?
That's how we gonna start off the week?
Does age really matter? And I say yeah. I say yeah, it does.
You say yeah, it does?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, you have people who date older and those who date younger, but you have to have someone that you can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that relationship is going to be taken seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a relationship, a long-lasting marriage, where the man or the woman is 20 or 15 years older than their counterpart. So So yeah, I say yes.
Probably because the other one dead.
Probably.
But I would have to agree. I would have to agree. And this is personally just from me. I would probably not be able to date outside of my age range.
I thought you were about to say your race.
No. I would not be able to date outside of my age range. Right. I think age does matter. But I know that some people, you know, they date older because they're looking for that leadership. They date a little bit younger because they're looking for that youthfulness, you know, in their life or whatever. You know, it's sort of like to each his own.
If you date younger, to me, it's like you doing it just to see if you still got it.
Yes, and some people do that. Some people do that.
Sit your old ass down somewhere. You're a little young boo, want to go to the club. You talking about, nah, I'm going to go ahead and stay at the house. But you have fun, though. No, damn.
Well, we want to hear from you, Madhouse Nation. Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica at I Am Burpee, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
227-8780. Does age matter in a relationship? We want to hear from you. It is our Madhouse Great Debate this morning. Don't go anywhere. We got tickets for you to go see Trevor Noah, Wiz Khalifa, and Lil Wayne. Yeah, three separate tickets, three separate chances for you to win here on Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. Power 98, good morning.
Oh.
Get the latest news and celebrity gossip.
Yeah, yeah.
And find out. But she twerk.
It's that cash out. She twerking here on Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. Power 98, 626 as you walk outside. The temperature, it's about 75 degrees with a high of 93. Sad news, really, really, really sad news came out yesterday. Now, if you have kids out there, they probably heard about this. Or if you're like me, an adult, and you enjoy Disney Channel, 20-year-old actor Cameron Boyce passed away. You've seen him on shows like Austin and Ally, Good Luck Charlie, and he also played Luke and Jesse, which was one of my favorite shows. I love to watch that. He had an ongoing medical condition, and he died in his sleep as a result of a seizure. Yeah. 20 years old. Did your girls hear about this one, Bert?
They did. They were like, what? No. He was also in the movie The Descendants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They loved that movie. They loved Jesse, and they loved the movie The Descendants, man. And that's sad news. Sad news. His grandmother was actually one of the Clinton 12 out in Arkansas.
Wow.
That desegregated that high school.
Yeah.
They made a movie about it, I believe. And that was his grandmother, man. And that's just something I didn't know about him. But that's sad, 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 sad news. He was only 20 years old.
20 years old, if you have not heard. Cameron Boyce, the 20-year-old actor. Very, very popular for being on Disney shows, like Burp said, The Descendant, Austin and Ally, Good Luck Charlie, and he also played Luke on the show. Jesse has passed away. Very, very sad news. All right. Keep it locked. Don't go anywhere. We got more entertainment news coming your way, and Burpee has his thoughts. You're listening to Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. Power 98. Good morning.
Power98FM.com is your one stop for everything hip-hop and R&B in the Queen City.
Find out what your favorite personalities are doing.
Find out about the hottest events happening in Charlotte.
The latest celebrity gossip.
And get up on the new music we're playing.
Done deal.
You'll also find out how you can get your song played on the radio.
Play my song.
All this, and you can listen live and take us everywhere you go.
So log on now and see what you've been missing.
Power98FM.com.
Hey, do you like your phone but not your service? Well, with Spectrum Mobile, you can keep your current phone and upgrade your network. Simply pick the data plan that is right for you, and you can start saving today. Pay for the data you use, or you can choose unlimited for just $45 a month per line, all in. And here's the best part. Text and talk are always free. Switching is easy. Go to Spectrum.com/BYOD to learn more and to find a store near you. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply.
Hendrick.
We're proud to call Charlotte home. We're proud to serve you. Hendrick Automotive Group. We serve by...
So bad she made my head look average. I'm talking nasty. I call him my little bad bitch.
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. That's music from DaBaby. It's called 21. I was telling Burb earlier, I was at the Trap Museum out in Atlanta, and I did see his picture up in there. It is up there. You know, they say his picture replaced Kodak Black.
In the trap museum.
So his picture is up there. Shout out to him. I posted that on my Instagram story. I'll go back up there and repost it again. But it's time for us to go check in on these phone lines to wake up with my nosy neighbors. Good morning. Who is this?
LaShawnya,
how are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You want these tickets?
I do.
Well, you got them. Tell her what she won.
She's going to see Trevor Noah at the Spectrum Center going down September 14th here in the Queen City. Tell us what station hooked you up with them tickets, baby.
Power 98.
All you got to do is hold the line. Don't you go anywhere. We got more great music coming your way. And Burpee has his thoughts. You're listening to The Morning Madhouse here on Charlotte's Plug. Power 98, good morning.
Power98FM.com is your one stop for everything hip-hop and R&B.
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. That's music from Megan Thee Stallion. Big old freak. It's 6:54 here in the Queen City. 74 degrees as you walk outside with a high of 93. Going to be sort of cloudy all day, but it's going to be hot. All right. It's time for us to go check in with Burpee and find out what he is thinking about today.
Sometimes I had them thoughts. All right. Sometimes I had them thoughts. I know I've done this before. I know plenty of other people have done this before. Jessica, you said earlier you've done this. You ever left your phone at home?
Yes.
Knowing it was other people there?
Yes.
You've had some crazy thoughts go through your head when you left your phone. This is just some things that people might think, could quite possibly think when they leave their phone at home. I know this is what I think. First thing I think, I thought one time when I left my phone at home, well, let me go on and pack.
Whoa, jeez. What is in your phone?
Let me go and get up out of here. It's going to be, that's what she might find. She's going to find some certain things in my phone. I also thought to myself, I wonder how many of my clothes I can save before she gets to The first thing she's going to go after is my shoes, and I'm a shoe fanatic. I also thought to myself, I hope my kids don't go through my videos. They might look at their mama a little differently.
Oh, no. Big old freak.
Big booty, big old chick. Also, I realized I left my phone at the house one time while I was driving. I'm too far to turn around and go get it. I thought to myself, I need to get to the closest phone. Call Verizon and shut down everything.
Jeez, man. Burpee.
I need to shut everything down. I know I ain't the only one that thought this. Ladies, y'all done thought some of this stuff, too. Y'all done left your phone at the nail salon or you left your phone at the store somewhere and you thought to yourself, ooh, I hope they don't see some of these pictures. I hope they don't see. I got some hair in places they might. Okay, I'm going to go to the next one.
Oh, my goodness.
Some of y'all women. I know what go down in women's phones. Even if it's not you, you hope somebody don't go in your DM because of what other people send you. Am I lying?
Okay.
Now, y'all might not, some women might not like the picture that they get in their DM, but you keep it just because, just as a reminder, like, ooh.
You don't know our lives.
I struck a nerve, didn't I? I struck a nerve over there. Also, what you think? When you leave your phone at the house, when I was younger and phones, you know, first came up, I left my phone at home and my parents went through it. And you know what I said, Jessica?
What?
Well, let me go on and pack.
That's your parents.
Ain't no telling what these preachers is going to think about me when they go through my phone.
Oh, my goodness.
That's just, that's pretty much what goes through a man's mind when he leaves his phone. Some of y'all ladies, y'all might think differently.
I'm going to go get it.
I got my phone right here recording.
I don't care what the distance is. I'm going back.
You know what
to
I think?
Get it.
I think to myself, social media ain't for me. I'm gonna go ahead and close everything down.
That's what you gonna do. Good luck with that.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it.
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 707 here in the Queen City. Each and every morning around this time, we give you, the nosy neighbors out there, an opportunity to call in and shine the light on someone that's doing something great in your life or in the community. And a special shout-out to who, Bert?
Special shout-out to...
your daddy! Let's go ahead and get the light shining on some folks in the community. Yo, daddy!
Let it shine, let it shine, gonna let it shine for you.
Get your shine on, get your shine on, get your shine on. You know we gon' make it.
Shine on me,
Power 98, good morning. Who you wanna let that light shine on?
My son, today his birthday. Happy birthday, Jacamera. You turning 4 today. I love you.
Happy birthday, boy.
Oh, happy birthday to him. Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to shine that light on?
I'm trying to shine the light on my 5-year-old son, who will be 6 on the 15th. He is smart. He is beautiful inside and out. And I just want to wish him a happy birthday.
And what's your son's name?
Jeremiah.
Happy birthday to
you.
Jeremiah.
You is smart. You is kind.
Happy birthday, Jeremiah. Good morning. Who you trying to shine that light on?
My husband, Uhura Dawson, who has been working extremely hard and just got a huge promotion.
Yes, hubby.
Okay, promotion.
All right. Congratulations.
Bring some breakfast up here.
Where is he working this morning?
He is working at Crescent Heights, which is part of Holiday Retirement. So he services all of the retirement community.
Oh, congratulations to him and to you. Burp, you got one?
Yes, I want to send a shout-out to my daddy! Shout-out to Fish, and shout-out to my...
Hey, Fish!
Shout-out to my brother. Shut up, Jessica. Shout-out to my brother. He's back home. He's been gone for 5 months, but he's back now. He was out doing big things. So shout-out to my brother, sister, him.
You know I love James. Your brother. He has been doing big things. It was... What did he get? What? It was some big announcement that he just made.
He just got signed to Creative Artist Agency, CAA, one of the top 2 agencies in the industry. He just finished filming a TV show with Jenna Dewan and Christina Milian called I forgot the name of Soul Tape, Mixtape, something like that. And just announced he will be the lead choreographer on Broadway for The Devil Wears Prada, starring Elton John. So shout out to my brother.
Yes, that's my brother. Yes. You know I love you, James. Hey, look, each and every morning around that time, we let you shine the light on someone. Coming up, I've got your nosy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Neighbor News, find out what all of your favorite celebrities have been up to, and I have a chance for you to win tickets to go check out Lil Wayne and Blink 182 here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning!
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
What's going on here? What the hell?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Monday, July 8th, being brought to you by Elios Noches. You can join us just in time for the summer. A great gift card offer from Elios Noches Restaurant and Lounge. You can get a $75 gift card for only $50 at eliosnoches.com. You can come and visit us at the Ray Village or Quail Corners location, and you can purchase in person. Once again, $75 gift card for only $50 at EliosNoches.com. Log on to Power98FM.com for more details. The cast of Power was in New Orleans for Essence Festival, and they dropped the 2-minute trailer for Power. Season 6 picks up with Ghost seeking revenge as the feds come close in on him. 50 Cent, who is an executive director on the show, will make his directing debut this season. The 15-episode season kicks off on August 25th. T.I. continues his work to change the criminal justice system. The rapper is among 25 members that have been tapped for a task force that will come up with ways to repurpose Atlanta city jails. Also joining Tip on the team will be Love & Hip Hop Atlanta personality Scrap De Leon, representatives from nonprofits and advocacy organizations, city officials, and Atlanta residents. So congratulations to him. Looks like it might be a wrap for Lala and Carmelo Anthony. Word is Lala confirmed that she is exploring legal options as it pertains to her marriage. The two separated back in 2017 and then got back together in 2018. According to Lala's people, she and Carmelo have been living apart for a while now, but remain loving and committed to parenting their son. Remember the other week when Tierra Marie was arrested for a DWI while driving a car around in New York City with a missing wheel? Well, it looks like her legal troubles just took a turn for the worse. Word is prosecutors might upgrade her DWI charge from a misdemeanor to a felony because of her 2011 DWI conviction in L.A. No word from Tierra on this situation. We hope that she gets the help that she needs. Happy birthday to Jaden Smith. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica! Jessica.
Power 98.
Hey, nosy neighbors, can you tell me what I said about T.I. in the Nosy Neighbor News? And who's one of the people that's going to be working with him? Let me know, and I'm going to hook you up with tickets to go see Lil Wayne in Blink 182. All right, don't go anywhere. It's more music coming your way here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our...
Power 98, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. That's music from SZA. It's called The Weeknd. It is 7:40, which means it is time for our 7:40 question of the day. Lil Yachty is working on something new. We want to know what you think about. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about... Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
All right, your 7:40 question is being sponsored by U.S. Auto Sales Better Vehicle. Simple financing. All credit levels ride today. Lil Yachty wants to create Wu-Tang Clan 2.0. All right, he hopped on Twitter to say this. He recently watched a documentary on Hulu about the legendary group. According to his post on Twitter, the group would be comprised of him and seven other young fly guys. All right. Now, back in 2016, he did try to put a group together, but admitted it failed due to everyone, including himself, all being lazy. So, first of all, do you think that Lil Yachty should try to put together Wu-Tang Clan 2.0 seven-member group?
No.
You don't think so?
No. He can't put together two rappers good enough to be like Wu-Tang. I think he messed up by saying he's trying to recreate Wu-Tang. Had he just said he was coming out with a group,
right?
Like, just say you're coming out with a group, but don't say you're trying to recreate Wu-Tang. You will never, Lil Yachty. You're not even ODB. You're not even close to ODB. So no, man, I don't want to see that.
Yeah, I don't know who he could be in Wu-Tang. I don't know who he would be like the equivalent of in Wu-Tang.
Ooh, yeah.
I just don't know. So,
There is no equivalent. I can't even name all 25 members, but I know he ain't one of them.
Do you think that there could be a Wu-Tang recreation?
yeah,
with all
movie.
Of the rappers that are out here? Do you think that, you know, like you could find you a super duper producer like RZA and the rest of these rappers
and
that are here?
Meth.
And yeah,
no,
you think
no.
that you could put together a Wu-Tang?
No.
I think you might be able to put together a Wu-Tang part.
You do?
I think you might
with
be able
who?
To put. I think you might. Let me sit down, put it together, think about it. I think you might be able to put together a Wu-Tang. I don't think that it would consist of Lil Yachty. He would be nowhere in it.
No.
Nowhere. You so you know, no for Lil Yachty. What about you, Shark?
No.
No?
No.
Do you think that you can recreate a Wu-Tang?
No.
You don't think that you can recreate a Wu-Tang? With any other rappers that are out today, you can't recreate it.
It hasn't happened yet.
That's a great point.
Mad Up Nation, Touché. We want to hear from you. I don't think you should. I think you should leave well enough alone. You know, and Wu-Tang is legendary. I think you should leave it alone. But I think you can put some artists together and get pretty close. 704-227-8780. What do you think about Lil Yachty trying to create Wu-Tang Clan 2.0? It is our 740 question of the day. Coming up, Mr. Incognito is live in the mix here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow.
Have y'all ever wondered why does 7-Eleven have locks on their doors when they're open 24/7? I'm just wondering. Now, are Kirk Franklin and Plies really the same people? Because I sort of think they are. I'm just wondering. It's time for Jess Wondering with me, Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Bird.
Uh-huh.
I was in Atlanta for the 4th of July. Uh-huh. Went to go visit my family. We had sort of like a mini family reunion, me and the cousins. And you know what happens at every black function. What game comes out?
Never have I ever.
No. What? No.
No.
I said a black function.
Oh.
Spades.
Oh. Yeah, you're right.
Spades.
You're right.
All right. So this game consisted of my older brother and I. We were playing together. And my cousin, my baby cousin, and my biggest brother, my oldest brother, mm-hmm. they were on the team. Mm-hmm. First hand, we sit down and my cousin starts looking at his hand and he's like, I got this amount. I got one or something. And I said, no, first hand bids itself. And my brother was like, huh? And I was like, first hand bids itself.
They said, huh?
But yeah, yeah. And so they were what? Like, okay, all right, cool. So we play the game. The game ends. They have 3 books. My brother and I have 10. I looked at them and I said, get your ass up.
What?
You got to get up.
Game over.
Game over. They were like, no, no, that is not how it's played. Jessica, and I said, no, you got set on the first hand. You got to get up. You automatically lose.
Right.
They were like, no, that's not how the game is played. And I was like, what kind of backward space are y'all playing? If you get set on the first hand, you have to get up. And they were like, but we didn't even bid. We didn't even bid. I said, it doesn't matter. You can't bid a 3.
Hello?
You can't bid a 3. You would have got set. You got to get up. And they would not get up. So we ended up playing the full game. And then as we're going along later on, I learned that we're playing Joker, Joker, Deuce, Deuce. I've never played Joker, Joker, Deuce, Deuce.
They played the Deuce of Diamonds.
The Deuce of Diamonds. Yeah. I've never played that way. Yeah, Shark, have you played Joker, Joker, Deuce, Deuce?
You know, depends on where you play and who you play with. So.
I've never heard of that. I've never heard of that. When we play, we usually take the 2 of diamonds and the 2 of hearts out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's Joker Joker Dude's Ace.
Right.
So, Madhouse Nation, I need y'all to call up here and let me know, was I playing spades wrong? I need your help. What are the rules to spades? Do you have to get this? First of all, does first hand bid itself? I need to know that.
That's automatic.
Do you have to get up if you get set in the first hand?
Yes.
And what are the trump cards? And what's the order? I need to know. I need to know all of these special rules that are going on in spades. So it sounds like I had it right, according to you, Bert.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Brother was wrong. He think because he a scientist, he always right.
Well, I've proven him wrong before. Let it be known.
570-WPEG. I'm hashtag just wondering, what are the rules to spades? Give me a call. 570-WPEG.
Power98FM.com is your one stop for everything hip-hop and
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. We are live back in it. It's hashtag Just Wondering.
Have y'all ever wondered why does 7-Eleven have locks on their doors when they're open 24/7? I'm just wondering.
Now, are Kirk Franklin and Plies really the same people? Because I sort of think they are. I'm just wondering. It's time for Jess Wondering with me, Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Spent time with family for the 4th of July. I went down to Atlanta and sort of had like a mini family reunion. So you know what happened? Spades. Spades happened. We're sitting down. I'm playing with my older brother, the middle child, and my oldest brother and my cousin are on a team together. Firsthand, they told us that they were sort of questioning this whole firsthand biz itself thing. But that flew. Then, firsthand, we got a Boston. We ran 10 on them. They got 3 books. So I was like, y'all got to get up. Y'all lose. Firsthand, can't set yourself on the firsthand. Y'all got to get up. They refused to get up. Told me that did not go there. Never heard that rule or anything else. Then, as we were playing, I found out that the trump cards were Joker, Joker, Deuce, Deuce, Deuce of Diamonds. I had never heard that in my life. Never heard of that in my life. So I'm just wondering, have I been playing spades wrong my whole life? I'm hashtag just wondering, what are the rules of spades? Power 98, good morning. What are the rules of spades?
The rules of spades, number one, first of all, is you bid every hand. I don't know what you and Purple talk about. Well, Nunu and Nolizzi,
you
bid every single hand.
You don't bid on the first hand.
You don't bid every hand?
Yes, you do. We play for money. We bid every hand. So, first of all, y'all wouldn't have bid at that 10. Like you said, you wouldn't have bid at that. Y'all can't bid 3. You wouldn't have bid at 10.
I bid my hand. I know what I got in my hand. But I've never heard of you bid every hand.
Now, Jessica, a Boston is not 10 books.
Okay, my bad.
The Boston is when you run full suite.
All 13.
Yeah.
All 13. Okay. But still, we ran 10, and they should have got up.
They still should have got up because they got set.
They got set
on
the first hand. That's how it goes.
Whenever you go board is 4. And that's the lowest you can go.
But I don't know this whole you bid on the first hand.
I don't know
about that. Power 98, good morning. Go ahead with your comment. How you play spades?
Hey, I'm calling up to help Miss Jessica out.
All right, what are the rules? What you got for me?
Okay, this is Glenn, a.k.a. Miss G. Let me tell you, I'm old school, and I go along with everything you say. The first hand bids itself, and if you get a 10, they got to go.
Thank you very much.
You got to play somebody else they love. And the order is the big joker, little joker, then it's the deuce of spades, And then Ace, King, and Queen, like that. Now, I do play where you take the two of heart and the two of diamond out. But I don't play with that two of diamond being a trump card.
Miss Gwen, you and I can play spades together any day you want to.
That's right. And I'm the queen of spades, honey. Yes, ma'am. You're right, Miss Jessica.
Sounds like I done found me a new spades partner. We were also playing sandbags. We were also
I love playing sandbags.
I hate playing sandbags.
Makes you bid your hand.
I hate playing sandbags. We were playing sandbags, and so my brother on the last hand purposely started losing. He purposely started losing so that we would get extra books and get and have to go back.
Why you want to go back?
He wanted us to go back.
Oh y'all.
But yeah. Well, you know, once you get 10, you got to go back.
Oh, he was on the other team.
Yeah, he was on the other team. So he purposely started losing his hands in order to... I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's smart.
What are you doing?
That's smart.
That's the scientist.
Yeah, that explains it.
I don't want to play spades.
Signs of spades.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What you got? Hashtag just wondering, how do you play spades? What are the rules? Give us a call, 570-WPEG.
The Y is the hottest hangout this summer for teens 13 to 8.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.